first question out of the way now because
Arnold gets in here. Since it is election day, if you were told 20 years from now that a teammate of yours would be running for president, who would be your first guess and why?
Vandy. I don't know, because he's a good leader. I guess. I don't know.
That's the first offensive name I've heard today so far. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just because he's a good leader. I don't really have a good reason other than that.
As far as this Saturday goes, you're going to be wearing uniforms that pay tribute to the armed services.
Right.
What were your first thought when you heard that, and what do you think of the uniforms?
It's a good idea. I mean, last year we had that flag on our sides, and I think a lot of armed service people, they like that. Good tribute to them, and I think this year they're taking it up, stepping it up a notch, so we'll see what it looks like. I don't really know. I haven't checked it out at all.
What's the confidence been like in the locker room, especially following the last 3 weeks?
Everybody's, like, just kind of like the past couple weeks. We just get back up and try to get back to work and get each other working again, so I think it's good.
And how's it been on the offensive line? You guys been working new guys in and maybe taking a couple steps back while you guys have had to try and catch back up with when you were healthy?
I think we're confident. I mean, we got good players that can play well, as long as we just need to be consistent and go hard, I guess.
How difficult is it when you're in a situation like last Saturday where you have a 4th-and-1, and I'm sure you're thinking as an offensive lineman, yeah, let's go for it. We only have 1 yard.
Right.
And suddenly the play gets stopped, and then the coaches decide, yeah, we're going to play our way.
I mean, that's just a tough situation for everybody. I mean, especially the line. We were in our stances all ready to go flying off the ball. And then, like we were talking about in the meeting rooms, we were like, how geeked up were you to take off? And we were all ready to go. And then they held it back. And I don't know, it's just a tough situation.
Is that a situation where you, like, almost have a hard time just containing your excitement, knowing that, okay, this is 4th-and-1, and, again, you're thinking, yeah, we're just going to run the ball?
I don't know. Coach said even if we got the playoff, they probably brought it back just to check the spot of the previous play. So, I don't know. We just all had to hold in there, stay in there, and then they ended up calling it back, so that's it.
Did it take the air out of your sails? I mean, not going for it on 4th down?
No, not really. I mean, that's not our decision. I mean, we're out there. We'll play hard whenever we can get out there on the field. So, it's coach's decision. I think it was a good decision.
Everybody wants you to go for it.
Yeah.
And players probably want to go for it because you guys are young and crazy, right?
Right.
And then, but you also are coach, right?
Yeah.
And you have to listen. I mean, that's, he's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I mean, there's really no discussion after that, is there?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, a couple of us wanted to go for it, but once we knew that he wanted to punt it off, it's a better decision, so.
Because he said.
Yeah, basically.
Now, you guys have been in that 4th down deal a few times this year. What is it like in the huddle? Is it communication clear? I mean, you guys, and it's probably a little bit gung-ho because you guys want to go for it.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what the play call is. Sometimes just quarterback sneak, and we just get up on the ball and snap it as fast as we can and dive off the ball as hard as we can. So otherwise, sometimes you need a little more communication, like we're running a play and things like that. But for the most part, the O-line usually wants to go for it.